Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III previewed a new military assistance package for Ukraine as he met recently with Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov.
I am proud that the United States will soon announce more than $2.3 billion in new security assistance for Ukraine.
The aid is designed to provide Ukraine with essential resources at a crucial juncture in the war. The package will provide more air defense interceptors, anti-tank weapons, and other critical munitions from U.S. inventories, said Secretary Austin.
It will also enable the United States to procure more Patriot NASAMS air defense interceptors, which will be provided on an accelerated timeline by the resequencing of deliveries for some foreign military sales.
The U.S. and Ukraine signed a 10-year bilateral security agreement, underscoring U.S. support for Ukraine in building and strengthening its defense and deterrence capability over the long term at the G7 summit in June. As President Biden said, a lasting peace for Ukraine must be underwritten by Ukraine's own ability to defend itself now and to deter future aggression. The United States has not wavered in the commitment to ensure Ukraine's security needs are being met, despite Russia's continued invasion, said Secretary Austin.
Ukraine is in a tough fight and has been ever since the start of Putin's reckless war of choice. The Kremlin continues to intensify its bombardment of your cities and civilians.
Secretary Austin praised the skill of Ukrainian forces in their continued efforts to fend off Russia's attacks with grit, ingenuity, and courage. The United States' commitment to Ukraine remains strong, said Secretary Austin. Alongside some 50 allies and partners, we'll continue to provide the critical capabilities that Ukraine needs to push back Russian aggression today and to deter Russian aggression tomorrow.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.